Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Sire of Sarcasm, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here, my co-host, Super Woke. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I misspoke. Mm-hmm. The Superior, Super Woke.
All right. Yeah. It started to take hold. I think I like that name now.
I think we got to hashtag it from now on. Hashtag, Superior, Super Woke. That should be a hashtag.
And what did you call yourself the other day? Nostradamus?
Markstradamus. We'll talk about that on the Comic Book Culture News podcast. CCBM. What's going on, man?
Not much. Just getting used to this new work schedule. I think I'm finally there. You know?
Yeah.
Feeling good.
It's fucking 2 to 2. That's just... It don't matter how it is. If you work at 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
And you know what?
That shit is weird.
And it doesn't even matter how long your work day is. You're not going to want to go to sleep right after. So...
Yeah.
You get home at like 2... 30, well, in my case, like 3 a.m., and I probably won't go to bed till like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. So, you know.
Which is funny, because I feel bad, like, texting you.
Yeah. Nah, do it, you know. You know, the lack of vitamin D from no sunlight, it's kind of, you know. It's the only thing that keeps me alive is your text messages.
What the fuck, dog?
Is that how you get scurvy? Is it? I don't know. Whatever. I was on the docket.
What the fuck, are you a pirate?
I feel like it. Pirate hours. How you been, though?
I'm alright, man. I'm fucking stressing like a bastard.
Really?
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you, dog. Like, it's
What are your top 5 stressors?
Oh, man. Alright, you know what? I'll divulge some information here.
Alright.
Sex stresses me out.
Sex stresses you out?
Sex stresses me out.
You might be doing it wrong.
That's the problem.
Oh, shit.
I'm apparently not doing it wrong. My wife's never complained about sex ever. Yeah. And not even, like, in that way where it's like, oh, no, it was good. Like, no, like, she wants the D. But, like, I get, like, performance anxiety.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's a thing.
Do you do, like, a little, you know, pre-exercise before? Or?
What, jacking off?
Yeah. Get the stress out.
I do, dog. I'm not you over here fucking American Psycho.
Damn, thank you for that, by the way.
Why?
Like, just me being known as American Psycho is great.
No, you know there was one time you know he was about to get it in. He started doing it. He's like, fucking old man, wait.
Oh, man. But yo, sex didn't stress you out, man. Should just
no, be. Okay. So it's not the...
Not saying, not trying to shame you for your...
No. So it's not the act of sex that stresses me out or gives me anxiety. Mm. It's the idea of not performing. So I've had women tell me, you're too concerned about me and not enough about yourself, and it kind of throws them off.
Mm.
So I guess there is a thing of being too unselfish. You know what I mean? And because I'm not a selfish lover, I'm so concerned about getting them off that, like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, fuck. So then it, like, kind of fucks my head up, and now I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that shit gives me anxiety.
We need to get a sex therapist on the show.
Is that even such a thing?
Yeah. Wasn't there a whole show on MTV about that back in the day?
Huh?
Wasn't there a whole show on MTV back in the day? Dr. Drew. That's his whole shtick.
Dr. Drew. All
right.
Call me sexist, but I'm not listening to a sex therapist if it's a dude.
Really?
Nah.
Why not?
Nah, for what for? Duh, it is easier to get a man off than it is to get a woman off.
I think I see part of the problem here, like, you shouldn't overthink.
Hi, Mark Anthony.
But see, there's certain personality traits that we all have, right? That might get in the way of certain tasks that we have ahead of us, right? And then we have to learn how to kind of turn those certain traits off in the moment, right? And how do you do that? I don't know. Like, I'm just as much a fuck up as anybody else is, but I think that a possibility would just be, I don't know.
I'm trash.
I think a possibility, you know, people practice things, like, you know, you meditate. I don't know, man, like, I think sex is one of those things where you need a balance. Like, you can't be selfish, obviously, right? But at the same time, I think there's some room for that. I need to feel good about what I'm doing for myself as well. You know what I mean?
I'll give you a perfect example. I've had this conversation on the podcast with someone. I don't know if it was with you or if I was talking with friend of the show and on podcast Play Cousin Charmaine.
Yeah.
About how I'm okay with getting her off and me not getting off. Like, you know what I mean? And
you said that before.
Yeah. And women are like, really? I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then they're like, and so I've heard that two women say, like, if they feel a certain way, if they can't get a dude off.
Do you feel asexual at times?
Do I feel asexual at times? Yes.
Yeah. Like, you watch BoJack Horseman, right?
I've seen a few shows, but I know what asexual is. Yeah. It was on, I forget the name of the show on ABC, it was called Sirens. Sometimes, but not often, maybe like 2% of the year, maybe, I feel like that.
I mean, I think that's about average. I don't know, man. Like,
I stress out about fucking everything. Like, it's it's bad.
But that's what it might be. It just might be stress. I think sometimes we're stressing about shit that has nothing to do with the problem we're experiencing at the moment, right? Like,
I'm sure.
And that's just leaking into other parts of our lives, especially our sex life, right?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. We need to get rid of the things that don't bring us joy. And bring in more of the things that make us joy.
I wish I could actually fucking do that.
Is that life coachy enough? Was that like...
I'm not listening to a sex therapist from a dude. And you're coming a very sex therapist, so I'm not listening to you.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to open up a life coach career.
Life coach. You need a good life coach.
Oh, Jesus, don't say that. That's... I feel like that's...
Would I be a life coach? Good life coach?
I'm trash.
No, I don't know, man. It's funny. Then, like, this work shit is stressing me out, and that's fucking bad. And then, like, there's a bunch of shit going on that I can't talk about.
Yeah.
In hopes of, like, keeping my employment. So I'll talk to you about it off air.
Yeah.
And, like, there's that. Then there's, like, some other stuff going on with the writing. And then, like, feeling bad that I have to, like, not accept some things because... all right, for example, like this Saturday, I was invited by Patsy and Patsy Ashes, Brandon, and his wife Dara are going to the drive-in this Saturday.
Which one, in Mendon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
But I already have plans. And I feel bad telling them no.
Yeah.
And it's funny about it is because I know they're not going to like shame me or even be upset about it.
Yeah.
But me in my head, I feel bad about that shit. I just feel bad about, like, I hate canceling.
Yeah.
And I hate, Maria says that I'm working myself into a craze because I don't stand still. Like, I don't sit still.
Yeah.
Like, when I was on vacation, that was the first time I've actually done nothing in a complete day in shit, probably like a year. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just didn't do anything. And this is including, like, did some writing. But I think there was like one day I did nothing.
Yeah.
Like I just laid on the
couch. How'd you feel after that day?
I felt like a piece of shit.
Really?
Yeah, I felt like a lazy piece of shit for not doing anything while I was on vacation.
You know you need to do something 7 times, so make it a habit.
Well, you'll never catch me refraining from doing anything more than 7 times out of a year. Like anybody will tell you, if I'm not recording, I'm writing. If I'm not writing, I'm probably working. If I'm working, I'm probably working and writing.
Do you think that there could be like a correlation between that workload and the things you're experiencing at the moment?
I'm 100% sure. I'm self-aware of all the dumb shit that the other reason I'm stressing. But I just don't really... I just can't get my the wits about myself or even... Put like this.
Well, have you tried weed? That's the answer that your loser neighbor has all the time. Yeah, all right.
No, man, I just don't... You know what it is? I'm very self-aware of the way I am. I know how a lot of shit that I do has negative effects on everything.
Yeah.
And even all the way down to something as simple as sleeping
or enjoying the act of sex.
Oh, I enjoy the act of sex. Let's not get that confused. I'm not having performance issues.
Yeah.
And it's not even, so it's the funny thing about it is when I'm having sex, it's fine. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's great. My wife, we finish, we do the thing. I go to take a leak. She's already asleep when I come back. So I'm good. The sex life, sex is great. I just can't, it's getting into it.
Because really you have so much other shit in your head, right?
I can't
get it out.
That, like, even by the time I'm, like, focused, by the time, then it's like, fuck, am I really putting my all into this? Yeah. I don't want to half-ass do it. I don't want to do that. And then my mind goes somewhere else. And then, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, it's a hodgepodge of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I can't, like, focus. And I was actually talking to my homegirl, and she was like, when do you actually, like, relax? I said, mm-hmm. The only time I relax is when I'm writing. That's the mm-hmm. only time I actually relax. I don't even relax playing video games anymore.
Because you're thinking about...
No, let me tell you, okay. Well, one, I feel like I've been playing video games. It's like, how come I'm not working on my story? Mm-hmm. Why am I not
Because you're playing video games.
You know what I mean? It's like, but this is going to sound so fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. Why am I taking time after working for 8 hours, sometimes yeah. more, yeah. taking an hour commute to and an hour commute from.
Yeah.
So that's technically a 10-hour day
yeah.
to sit down and take 2 hours out of the day to play video games. Yeah. I feel bad about taking 2 hours of my day to play video games. And then this is how bad it got. I was yeah. playing NBA 2K, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the few things that I can do by myself that I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to play this. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be good.
Yeah.
I was losing. I was having fun. But I was losing. And I was having fun because I was losing. But then I find myself getting, like, my neck getting tense. Like, I'm feeling myself, like, squeezing the controller too hard.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm actually not having fun. I'm
yeah.
stressing because I'm losing a game that means fucking nothing. I'm yeah. not playing against anybody online.
Yeah.
I'm not playing against any of my friends. I'm playing against the fucking computer.
Yeah.
And I can rage quit whatever I want. And yeah. no one's going to care. And I was too fucking stubborn to rage quit. And so I just cut the whole fucking game off and just was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? And I just can't even, I realized that I can't even relax.
Yeah.
This is when I realized I have a problem officially. I'm laying in bed, Sunday. I'm laying in bed Sunday because I had to go, it was my first day back to work. So I'm laying in bed Sunday trying to go to calm, trying to lay down, take a nap before I had to go do my overnight. And I forget what it was I felt guilty about. And then I didn't realize this, but I was subconsciously digging my nails into my stomach.
What the fuck?
Scratching my, and like literally clawing my stomach.
Huh.
And didn't even realize I was fucking doing it.
Have you spoken to an exorcist?
Fuck you. All right, man, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a fucking break, man. Fuck you.
This therapy session has been brought to you by this delicious meat.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Greetings. We are the Retro Redoctopus Cephala Podcast, a bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right. We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons. I don't know. Help me out here.
Music.
Pants.
Quoting video games that don't have dialogues.
Shabibers.
Tasty news.
Unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia.
Butt breathers.
Uncomfortable nature facts.
Or how to install a samoflange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Redoctopus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do.
So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey. They might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Redoctopus is part of the Inebriard Podcast Network, with new episodes out every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or straight from the tab, redoctopus.buzzsprout.com.
And welcome back to the Old Man Wade Show. We're going to get to some silly shit first. I'm sorry. We weren't even supposed to be talking about that. That's the funny part about that.
You wanted to get all deep and shit.
I didn't want to get deep. I didn't want to bring this shit up.
I'm trash.
So, all right. Speaking of trash.
One man's trash.
So, I accidentally... So, Facebook gave me some free currency to, like, to promote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I was like, yeah, fuck it. It's free. Why not use it? You know what I mean? And one of the thing that got promoted was the meme I posted. It was a picture of people from Bikini Bottom looking at SpongeBob all weird.
Yeah.
And it said, when they don't listen to the Old Man Wade show. And people liked it. I was like, all right, cool. 265 likes. You know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a lot. But for me, I'll take what I can get. Like, you know, what the fuck do I care for? So I woke up yesterday and someone posted, shut up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Now, initially, I was like, I'm thinking they were joking, right?
Yeah.
So then I decided to go to this person's page. And...
Yo, why? Only you.
And, like, everything then, it's been, like, everything is just angry.
Yeah.
And, like,
this guy's just posting shut up on a bunch of people's...
I don't know what they're posting on.
Shut up! Was it all caps? Sent it to me.
Yeah, it wasn't even all caps. It was just, like, just random, just shut up. That's it.
Huh? Just shut up?
Just shut up.
Yeah. That's a lazy troll.
What the fuck did it have to do? Yo, and the funny thing about it was, all I was doing, matter of fact, did I actually post on there? Link in the bio? No, all I posted in there, it just said blasphemy. Damn it, wait. Hashtag damn it, wait. Like, you know, that's just what we do.
Yeah.
And so I'm scrolling through this stuff, and I'm just like, all right, let me see what this person is. And... it's just, it's like, yo, you...
Is that why you have all these papers pasted to the wall with this guy's picture? With strings just pointing to each other?
So, I'll give you a good one. Too many albums have their songs in all caps. It's really stupid and overdone.
Yeah.
I mean... I was like, okay. And then it was like, so then they took, because it was title of the creator's album, Igor, which is fucking dope. And he was like, and it was basically like, oh, I fixed it for you. Okay. I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. And then it was, then it's shit like, if the only music you listen to is popular, then your music is trash.
He's a classic
emo hipster.
Contrarian.
Dog. It was, so I'm scrolling, and again, I'm like, it was funny, I almost turned into fucking MacGruber when he wrote the dude's license plate number down a bunch of times.
Almost?
Almost. I almost did. So instead of going off, I just put never in a smiley face.
Okay. I mean,
it was, and I figured that must have pissed him off to no end.
Do you really think he cared about that shit?
I think he did.
Yeah. I think he's the kind of person that just posts a bunch of negative comments on a bunch of
random things. Like, I think he's the type of dude that just literally goes in everything that's trending and just goes, shut up, next. Shut up, post. Shut up, post.
You took away his one joy in life.
Huh?
You took away his one joy in life. You monster.
Okay, monster. Let me see. How do I feel about taking that person's one joy in life?
What's happening now? What am I expecting to see at the moment, Omen?
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
That's how I feel.
You should stay away from comments.
Dude, go.
Ignore the comments.
Leave a laugh.
Yeah.
I don't read my comments anymore on anything that I write. Period.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Because I realized that, you know what I stopped? Mm-hmm. I stopped about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, when someone said to me, I did an article for Bam Smack Pow about the 15 greatest rivalries in MCU. Mm. And someone commented on a Facebook post and was like, I'm not even going to open this. There's only been 23 of the... It was the dumbest shit ever. He was like, there's been 23 movies in the MCU and some of the rivals have been doubled. This article is trash and I'm not even going to bother opening it. I'm like, so you're telling me... So what you're telling me is, in 23 movies, there can't be 15 rivalries. Some of those movies had three.
Yeah.
And I was... It was in, like... You know those memes where the guy's kind of counting? He was like, 3 + 2 + 9, carry the 4. Like, you know, it's got the math equation.
Yeah.
That was going through my head. And then I remembered this other guy posting saying that, and this dude was trolling all over Bam's Mac Pal, and I actually reported him to the editors.
Yeah.
Only because the shit he was saying was getting like super negative, super sexist, super homophobic, super racist.
Yeah, that I think that's an appropriate response.
So he was saying, like, so one thing I posted, and he goes, oh, you're only saying that because you're pandering to black people. I'm like, nigga, I am black. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not pandering. You obviously didn't read the article that explained why I said this, and why, because the article was about why it was important to have black representation in movies.
Mm.
But I'm pandering. Then this person would go on another page and go, oh, it's important to have representation in black movies. I'm like, what? And then he would say to someone else about how he hated the gay agenda.
Yeah.
And then would post, sarcastically post, yeah, LGBTQ pride. And then, like, and then would say, roll eyes. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just little shit like that. And I've been, so after that, the comment I initially told you about, I was like, fuck them. I got your click. I don't care anymore.
Yes. And I don't give a fuck. I think that's the healthiest way anybody can deal with that type of trolling, right? Like, you can't, I don't think it's beneficial to justify their trolling by letting it visibly get under your skin. You know what I mean? Like, because I think for a lot of those people, especially somebody like that, they're looking for that response.
Yeah.
So they're looking for, like, they don't care. They don't, a lot of those people don't could give a shit. Like, they probably didn't even read your article, right? They go by the headline or whatever, and they're probably bored in their mom's basement, nothing to do.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, let's see if we can get under this guy's skin. And as soon as you respond, you know, they feel like they want something, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever they're looking for, they gained it.
And let's not get it confused. I don't think troll is the right word, because I think we grew up in the hood. We make fun of each other all the time. But it wasn't trolling.
That's in somebody's face, though.
Yeah, and we also know the line not to cross. So, like, one of my favorite things to do is the
post. I had different friends.
You see the people I talk to. So, one of the things I love to do is fuck with Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
Because they take this shit way too serious.
Yeah.
It is fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I saw one, it was the greatest thing ever, and it was just the Dallas Cowboys star, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Dallas Cowboys is like, it was like, it's not a symbol, it's actually their rating. It's just one star.
Oh shit.
You know, and I was fucking dying. So I shared it because it was funny.
Yeah.
And this dude got all up in his
look face. At the pot calling the kettle black.
But it was funny. But like, when people post like dumb shit about Deadpool, if it's funny, I laugh.
Yeah.
And if I don't like it, I just ignore it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But you know, you put somebody on, like, you know.
I didn't get blocked for it, though.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
That's a good one, actually.
But, Diddy posted a picture that someone created, and it said that Ezekiel Elliott was traded to the Raiders. And it was, or signed to the Raiders, or whatever it was.
I know more about football so I can understand that joke.
It's just Ezekiel Elliott plays for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And it was this whole thing. And LaBelle specifically posted it just to, like, get under these people's skin.
Yeah. Isn't he a Green Bay Packers fan?
Yes. So, and trust me, he understands.
Okay.
So when people make Green Bay Packers jokes, he laughs. Because it's funny.
Well, he has a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this dude, and mind you, I might post, in a year, I might post 3 Dallas Cowboy jokes.
Yeah.
And they have to be funny, because I don't give a fuck about football. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm from Boston, and I don't give a fuck about the Patriots.
I
don't care. If they win, cool, I'm happy. Hometown pride and all that other bullshit. But, like,
somebody's taking their winning streak for granted.
Winning streak.
that's my sports lingo.
Football!
Football! Home runs!
So, So it's like it, right? So he goes, I'm writing down football .. Home run. So I'm actually writing that down. So LeBeau posts that picture. The dude tags me and goes, "Oh, you and old man Wade show over here. Y'all love making fun of the Cowboys. What about y'all team?" And all this other stuff. And I responded back, "Dude, I don't give a flying fuck about football."
Well, who's the old man Wade team?
Who's the old man Wade team? Celtics. I've been a Celtics fan for fucking 3 decades. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. through the good, the really bad, yeah. And the good, and now the decent again.
You know what I mean? Like, I think anybody from, like, that's what's so weird. I feel like you have to be, like, a Boston fan if you live in Boston. Like,
you like, so, you know what's funny? I don't care about baseball.
Yeah.
I do actually care about the Red Sox.
But I remember when all our teams sucked, right?
And I think that's what it is.
I still supported the Boston team.
Yeah. Right? You're like, confused. I support people who support the Patriots.
So you're saying...
Like, I root for the Patriots. Like, I put it like this. I hope the Patriots win for my friends who are Patriot fans.
So Drake isn't a bandwagon fan.
Huh?
So Drake isn't a bandwagon
fan. Oh, no. I'm just saying that should be a dick.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Drake has...
You just admitted that you like Drake. Order of operations. You agree that Drake is a top 5 rapper. That's how it works. Science. Quick maths.
Okay, then I'm going to point out that Deadpool could beat Batman because Deadpool beat the Hulk, and the Hulk could beat Batman, so therefore Deadpool would beat Batman. That's the type of math you're using right now.
You know what? I'm lost now. Right. But I feel like I've heard that on Facebook.
Probably.
Reddit.
It's fucking Facebook.
Yo, what the hell were we talking about that we got into this
internet
tangent?
Idiots.
Okay, damn it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't let these shows get to you, old man.
No, that's funny. I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, it was, to me, it was funny. Yeah. And I hope that I wasn't gonna hope he commented back, because all I'm gonna do is this. I'm just gonna respond back via emojis that make no sense. Like, if he tells me to shut up again, I'm just gonna respond with like a mermaid emoji. Yeah. And if he tells me to shut up again, I'm gonna respond with a zombie emoji. I'm just gonna continuously respond with emojis that make no fucking sense.
I think that's also a good response, because again, like, these people just want chaos, right? So just, I don't know, give them chaos that they don't control. Does that work?
Chaos that you can't control. Speaking of chaos you can't control, what would happen if you threw a nuke into a hurricane?
Well, nothing good, man. Nothing good. Yo, what's up with your president, bro?
I'm just gonna sit back and let you do your thing. I'm gonna let you.
Oh, was that the throw to the?
Yeah, I'm gonna let you come down.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'm gonna let you do your thing, man. Because I know there's so much science that goes into this
thing. There's really not a lot of science. There's really not. Like, just, I don't know. Throw a bunch of batteries in a blender. Right?
What the fuck would I do that?
Yeah, exactly. And then throw that blender in the microwave. That's essentially... So... Oh, fuck.
You know, sometimes I live for these moments where you have no idea when you're like... When, like... Because you know what's funny? You don't get mad often.
Yeah.
But, like... I notice when you, because this is what you'll do. Right. You do what you're doing now, and you rub like the bridge of your nose, and you're like,
"Oh, sorry."
You go, and it's like, because you just don't know how to respond to any of the dumb shit that's going on right now.
But that's what makes it hard for me, because I enjoy talking about politics, and even more than that, I enjoy, you know, just looking at our political culture, right? But it's hard. Because it's essentially run by an internet troll. Our government is run by an internet troll.
Yeah.
That's essentially what's happening. And
exactly what's happening.
There's no good way to respond to an internet troll, as we discovered in our last segment, right?
Yeah.
So when Donald Trump says something totally crazy, like, these hurricanes are getting out of control, let's throw a nuclear bomb in them to stop them. Like, that makes no sense. Like, it flies in the face of anything logical. And the explanation is simple, but it doesn't matter because the suggestion is so fucking ridiculous.
Yo, these bears are getting out of control. Let's go punch one.
Yeah, let's go punch every bear in the fucking face.
Let's go spit in the wind.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's lead in your water? All right. Let's just boil all the fucking water. Like, I don't know. What the fuck? Let's throw acid in the water. That'll fix it.
Yo, it, every time I hear this shit, I'm just like, you have got to be fucking kidding me.
So let's a couple of things, right? So we us in the Northeast, we don't really deal with a lot of hurricanes, right? But we have pretty severe weather at times, right? But when we look at hurricanes in on those weather maps, they don't look that scary. But you got to consider it. A lot of these hurricanes are huge. Like, they cover almost the entire state of Florida, right? Yeah. Which means they're generating a lot of energy, okay. Right? More energy than any one nuclear bomb could ever provide, right?
Yeah.
One. Two, nuclear weapons, when they explode, they're dangerous because, one, they're powerful relative to us, not relative to a hurricane. But two, they spread nuclear material out that kills people years after the explosion, right?
Yes.
So imagine taking all that...
And then spreading it?
All that poisonous material and spreading it out, you know, through the diameter of a hurricane that's the size of a state. Like, that's... Nothing good's going to come from that. But it doesn't matter. Because no idea that President Trump has is serious. No idea is a serious idea, right? It doesn't fucking matter. Like... the president of the United States, the person in charge of the arguably the most powerful position in the world, nothing he says fucking matters because it's all fucking nonsense. It doesn't. How does that make you feel? It makes me feel not fucking great. I'm sorry if I'm taking this a little too serious, but the president of the United States suggested throwing a nuclear weapon into a hurricane, right? Fuck. What else do you want to hear? Oh yeah, the Amazon's also on fire. How about that shit? We're doing great, old man. We're doing just fine.
I don't talk. I got nothing.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's the only response. So, all right. So we move from President Nuka Hurricane, right?
So I want to say something about that, because this is the part that really cracked me up about that. And you confirmed what I thought, because I was when I first heard that, I was like, this has to be a joke.
Yeah.
So I Googled, and I actually posted on Facebook, I was like, Google Trump nuke, and then there's nothing but like fucking laugh emojis. So one of the things I noticed, first thing I thought about was, hurricane wind, strong winds, spreads across
States.
Not just cities.
The whole Caribbean Ocean.
States.
Yeah.
States, islands.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Shoot a nuke. Nuke explodes. Nuclear whatever the fuck.
Fallout.
That now spreads across whatever the fuck. You know what I mean?
The whole path of the hurricane.
Yeah.
And hurricane didn't go anywhere, by the way, because a hurricane, the amount of energy produced by hurricane, again, is equivalent to like thousands of nuclear weapons.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't matter.
Dog, it is so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I gotta talk to Javi about this, because maybe I'm bugging this. Maybe it's not the way that I'm thinking it is, because it can't be that simple. Then you just confirm that it really is that simple.
Yeah, it's simple. Yeah. It's, yes, a kindergartner, not saying you're a kindergartner, but I'm saying it's, a kindergartner will look at that idea and go like, oh, that's gonna... Be
so
bad.
So easy a caveman wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
Like, how are you that stupid?
So
it
relates it relates to actually something that's happening around the world, right? People are electing these wife of old man.
Hey Valkyrie. Well, we're just talking about President Fuckface. Am I drinking right now? I just had
hot man.
Literally this much. Because you know how slow I drink.
Old man's gotta go to work, and old man has a hard time functioning at work.
Uh oh.
You came out of time. We're talking about President Fuckface, who said he's gonna throw a new.
And that release.
I'll be back.
Oh man, so you were saying that. It's just fucking stupid.
So it relates to like this group of people who gain power in many countries, right, that are anti-science, pro-business, and all about deregulation, right? And
do these idiots realize that if the world ends, their money doesn't mean fucking anything?
I honestly don't.
If the dark times come, right?
Yeah.
And you say to me, hey man, don't kill me. I'll give you $1,000.
Yeah.
Money don't mean anything. I'm just gonna fuck you up and eat you now.
Well, I honestly don't know what motivates them. So Donald Trump,
President Fuckface.
Yes. In this instance, yes, definitely.
Respect the title.
Yeah. I do respect the office of Fuckface. But, so he can suggest bombing, you know, a hurricane, right? But then most people are going to be like, that's stupid. He's going to get a lot of pushback. And he also has to consider the real world implications of that happening during an election, right?
Yes.
That's coming up pretty closely.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have other leaders that really don't have those types of considerations to make that also think the same way Trump does, or worse, right? So we have, I can't say his name, Bolsonaro in Brazil, who's the president of Brazil. I butchered his name, I apologize. But look up the president of Brazil.
I think I heard about this.
So he came in on a wave similar to Trump. Pro-business, deregulation.
This looks like Jair Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro, yes.
Bolsonaro.
Very anti-gay agenda.
Fuck him in his asshole.
But here's the thing. He's also pretty popular in Brazil because he also promised to be tough on crime. And you got to understand, I can, for a second at least, put myself in the shoes of some Brazilians that might have voted for somebody who, despite all the bad things we said, if I believe that he promised to kind of fight the type of crime that they were experiencing in Brazil, you know, I can see somebody voting for him, right?
Yeah.
You know, despite him being an evil asshole, right?
Yeah.
So he was also very hostile to the indigenous people that lived in the Amazon, which Brazil controls the brunt of. And that was due to his very close relationship to the people, like the farmers, like the industrial farmers in Brazil that want to clear as much of the Amazon as possible for livestock, right? Cows, essentially. And other things like soy.
I just found out that they call the Amazon the lungs of the world.
Yeah, so, which is, it's very important, right? It's a carbon sink. It, again, provides oxygen. But we do have a larger source, which is the green, the planting and stuff that lives in the ocean, right? Like, that's where majority of the oxygen comes from, I believe, right? But if we lose the Amazon, the majority of the Amazon, it's not going to be good for a lot of reasons, right? Like a cascading effect will come into a play and things won't be good, right? But these farmers, it seems like they wanted to impress this pro-business deregulation president of Brazil.
Yes.
So they say, look how hard we're willing to work by setting all these controlled, quote-unquote, control fires to clear land, right, to boost the Brazilian economy. But what actually happened is that they set too much fires, and now the Amazon, as you see, is in crisis. This guy is not accepting any money from France or the G7 unless he gets an apology from the French president for calling him a liar. He's saying that it's probably activists that are against the farmers that are causing these fires. He just released the army to fight these fires maybe like last week, even though this thing was going on for a while now. So it's not just Trump that's attempting to destroy the earth with stupid ass ideas. It's his friend in Brazil. So, hey, everything's fine.
Yeah, because, you know, what else is there to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, everything's fine. We're good.
No, I don't want any help. Just, you know, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Which actually can lead to the next conversation about my stubbornness. But let's take a quick break. Play a song by a snippet of Battle Axe's album. And we'll be right back.
living in my thick skin. Cause they gon' blast you for your ashiness and ugliness. But got no words when you be basking in your loveliness. Stone sticks, nah, they just loading lips with hatred on a hollow tip to rat attack your confidence. Pull up to your trophy case and blap at your accomplishments. So serenade them with grenades of accolades. They got Mac and leather mouths and they tongues 12 gays. I deflect what they're projecting and subject them to my Luke Cage rage. If that's what it's gon' take, they thinking you ain't bred for this, they praying that you break. Haters will say a lady ain't the greatest tennis player. After 20 plus grand slams later, they still shade her. The basis, her gender, a racist agenda. Perplexed by her complexion, but she's built for this. I'm flexing with Serena's demeanor, that's why I keep me a Nina, but not the strap. I actually meant the soul of a singer. Cause I refuse to leave bleeding if I'm bleeding on the leaves. I got a sharpie to a sheet and I'm skinning a 16. Set a writing utensil on fire, press it against you. Cauterize the wound, fortify the living tissue. The rubber glue rhetoric is way too simple. See, my words don't stick to, they get so.
All right, and we're back. Third and final segment of the Old Man Wade Show. Don't forget, check out the Old Man Wade, oldmanwade.com. There will be some more articles coming up next week. I got some ideas. I'm going to run past the Superior Super Woke about that.
Content.
Don't forget to check out blackrabbit.com. BLAQUERABBIT.
Blackrabbit.com.
Make sure you check that out. Also, friends of the show, don't forget, check out Throwdown Thursday with my homeboy, Patsy the Angry Nerd, and his lovely wife, Ashes My Nightmare. Mixed Girl Maine, you can find her. She's got so many fucking podcasts out right now, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, Blurred Comics, so it's BLERDCOMIXED. My homegirl Stephanie, the Mocha Minutes podcast, Retro Redoctopus, Steve Van Samson, my other show, Comic Book History 101, Militantly Mixed, another Charmaine podcast. She's doing her thing. The Why So Serious podcast, my co-host on the Comic Book History 101. So, make sure you check all those
out. I got some stuff going on, too.
Yeah. Oh, shit, son! What you got?
Yeah, I changed my cat's kitty litter to Arm & Hammer Multicat. So, you know, trying that out.
You serious?
Shut up, old man.
Shut up, old man.
Shut up, old man.
I'm a dick. What do you want? Oh, shit, man. I forget. I feel like there was one more thing I wanted to talk about, man. I don't want to end on like on a serious note, man. I'm trying to look at the show notes, see if we got anything goofy we can talk about. Mm-mm. Oh yeah.
Oh boy. Oh, I think I know where this is going.
CertifiedCuddlers.com.
What the hell, man?
You can become a certified cuddler, dog.
The picture of the guy on this is...
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. His forehead ratio is kind of... Throwing me off a little bit.
His forehead ratio?
Yeah, man. I don't know if I could be cuddled by somebody with that much forehead. it doesn't look cuddly enough, man. Sorry.
It really doesn't. The rules. All touch given and received will be done with non-sexual intent. We are not here to push the boundaries of what is considered sexual and platonic. So if there is a question about whether something is appropriate, ask first or simply don't do it. If you do have a physical reaction to the cuddle session, it's okay. Please ensure you move yourself that it may dissipate on its own. Any part of your anatomy that is in a state of physical arousal should not be in physical contact with your cuddler. A minimum of a tank top and workout shorts are to be required for all parties. Really? No undergarments, lingerie may be visible. Dress comfortably. Cuddling can get warm, and most people will feel comfortable on top of the covers with shorts, leggings, and a t-shirt or tank top. All right, first off, before we continue this.
Yes.
This is great. If I'm cuddling with basketball shorts on, you're going to feel and you're going to see the IME.
Yeah. The IME is happening.
You're going to feel a Stormbreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Should I continue?
Yeah, you know, if you must, you know.
All right. Hands will remain outside the clothing at all times.
Of course.
This includes not going under the shirt sleeves or moving clothing out of the way to find skin underneath. Right. If clothing moves out of place, allow the person to move it back themselves. This is not an opportunity to push boundaries.
What about dry humping? Is that...
I think dry humping is against the rules.
Okay.
All right. No kissing of any kind anywhere is allowed. Yes, even pecks on the top of the forehead or cheek need to be avoided when you're with your certified
cuddler. That's what I was going to say. Like, what's cuddling without, you know, the occasional forehead, cheek, Eskimo kiss?
What if the certified cuddler kisses you? What if they're aroused and you like it? But this is a serious question.
I'm pretty sure the certified cuddler's trained to, you know, suppress any human emotions while they cuddle.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's all fine and well.
This is very serious.
But if you're it is.
Yes.
It is absolutely serious, and I'm sorry that I'm making fun of this.
Yeah.
I am apologizing for making
fun of this. Are you cuddle shaming?
I'm cuddle shaming right now, dog.
It's fucked up.
Serious. Tickling is generally not appropriate in the situation. If it happens accidentally, it needs to stop immediately unless consent is obtained.
Yes.
So tickling is the only consent you can get is tickling.
Yeah.
But if you're a certified cuddler, let's say someone's the little spoon. So the big spoon is cuddling you.
Yeah.
Now let's say a certified cuddler is the big spoon and they get aroused.
Mm-hmm.
And the little spoon is enjoying the arousal.
Yeah. How would they know?
Alright. This is how you would know. You've been the big spoon, right? And you're with...
No. You're saying that the big spoon gets aroused.
Yes.
And then the little spoon enjoys the arousal.
Exactly.
Then that becomes not cuddling.
It's still cuddling.
Well, it can very quickly become something more.
No, it doesn't. You just sit there and, you know, just lean back on the yummy.
The yummy?
Yeah.
All right. Got hot dog action going. All right.
Yeah. We both agree to verbalize any unwanted actions, but if you don't feel comfortable speaking up, either party can tap out.
Yeah, I'm sure they can.
Either party can tap out with two quick taps to any appropriate area to indicate all actions should be stopped immediately.
Define appropriate area. Like, who makes that rule? Is that something you talk about beforehand?
We will then reset and discuss any actions that need to be avoided if appropriate.
Okay.
At the time of the session, I am free of colds. Oh, okay, well, that's a given. I'm not going to talk about that. I will ensure adequate hygiene is obtained to ensure the comfort of both parties, including not wearing any scents. Okay, this makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so you don't want to be cuddling with someone that smells like stale cigarettes. Or the dude's breath I smell today that I'm still smelling, like, 3 hours later.
But what if you want the full, like, morning experience, morning breath included?
I think you have to... Call ahead,
okay. Yeah. All right.
The professional may give session details, including name, location, time, and length of session to a third party, and may subsequently verify their safety upon completion of the session using a code that will be uniquely used to confirm...
Safety words. This is getting kind of kinky.
Okay, so it's not just me. That sounds like a safe word. All right, cool. My safe word is pumpkin bomb. Prepayment is required...
What about the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
I mean, okay, I'm not going to laugh at this one because this actually makes sense. And I'm not even being funny when I say this. The professional reserves the right to carry a self-defense weapon on him. That's actually dog. I'm being serious because motherfuckers are crazy. So I full-heartedly agree with this.
I'm pretty sure he's walking with his self-defense weapon all right,
that was,
at all
that
times.
Was the superior Super Bowl who said that shit.
What? So you're getting cuddled by somebody that definitely has a gun on them. Okay. Sure. This is all above board. Yeah. Okay, good.
Is that a magical enchanted hammer in your pocket or you just happen to see me?
No, it's a literal gun.
Oh, what's going on? All right, man, I'm done. I'm fucking done. This has been the Old Man Wade Show.
Damn it, Willie!